Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Since the dawn of time, humanity has endured many bitter seasons. Winter, cold and flu season, barbecue season, even shorts season. But there is one season for which there is no weather-appropriate attire. The season of the future. For each and every one of us is doomed to forever straddle the temporal solstice between what has been and what is yet to come. And now, the most menacing season of all is upon us. Batten down your metaphorical hatches. It's time for Illusionoid Season 6.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
What music did we start with?
He starts playing.
Okay. All right. I've been here in a few months. Can
just
you give us
you
something?
Like, you know, just something.
Something hot.
This. Wow.
That's good.
Was that good?
That little hotter.
Oh, a little hotter?
Yeah.
I don't
just 5% hotter. That's it.
That's
live from the Social Capital Theater in beautiful, temperate downtown Toronto, Ontario. It's Illusionoid! Tonight, Illusionoid welcomes Ashley Boddy! Musical director Chris New.
Yes!
And now, Lee Smart, Nugnar Gang, and me, Paul Bates. It's Illusionoid!
Yay! Yes, hello.
Well done.
I took my time.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Wow, it's so great to have you guys here to our live podcast recording tonight. I think we're going to have to kick in a little extra cash for Chris New that we've upgraded him to musical director, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Well, he gets an upgrade, but then he downgraded the size of his keyboard.
That's true. So it nets out, right?
And look at this little tiny thing.
I know. What is that made of?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Petroleum.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Akai MPK-225 for those listening at home.
Wow. Yes. Yeah.
But Chris New, this might be the musical director, but yeah. Chris New is not who's playing with us tonight.
No, absolutely not.
No. On piano tonight is Annihilus.
Yes. From the negative zone.
Yeah. Yes. Best known for his work with the Annihilation Wave. Annihilus has many times busted out of the negative zone and tried to destroy all life across the galaxy.
Yeah, he's like a locust, right? In a way.
Yes, his exo body looks metallic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His primary colors are purple and green.
That's how you know he's a villain. Most original villains of the Marvel Universe were purple and green.
Yeah, yeah. Kang?
Yeah.
Kang? Yeah.
The leader.
Doc Ock?
Yeah.
Green Goblin, the Vulture, the Lizard,
oh
the
my
list
gosh,
goes
you're
and that's why the
right.
Hulk has never taken off because he's always been purple and green and people don't know if he's good or bad.
Ah. So a big round of applause for Annihilus.
Annihilus!
Right. And now, if not for the Fantastic Four, we would not be here today.
Fing, fang, foom.
Fing, fang, foom.
Thank
purple
you.
And green.
Fing, fang, foom. For those of you who don't know, giant lizard made his first appearance in what? Fantastic Four number one, right?
I want to say so.
I don't know. I think that was the Mole Man.
Well, maybe.
Don't quote me on
Mole
that.
Man was number one.
Mole Man was number one, for sure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. If this is any indication, you are definitely in for a treat. So we're going to, who is
it has to be perfect.
And no, it has to be perfect.
Oh my God, the pressure's on.
Who
has heard, seen, or smelled an Illusionoid podcast before?
Ah, thank you, both of you.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Notice I did not say touch or heard.
Oh, weird.
Right?
I don't know. Did Paul's jet lag rub off on you, Lee?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
I think so. I've got contact jet lag.
Yes,
from you. Yeah.
It is. It's virally spread jet lag.
It's transmissible.
Which is something that the Europeans have been working on.
Oh, God.
Oh, weird.
Yes.
Yes, it's part of their annihilation wave, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have one now.
They have an annihilation
more
wave.
More ominous than it was planned to sound. But, yes, they have one now.
So. Yeah. So we are going to take a suggestion from you guys, or have you guys help us find a suggestion. I brought some materials here that I'm going to ask you guys to yell stop, and we'll choose something out of there to begin our podcast. But we'll take a suggestion, and then we'll create a science fiction story for you. I'm going to introduce our guest who's going to be joining us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ashley Botting.
Yes!
Second City alumni, Ashley Botting.
Actress and writer and director, Ashley Botting.
Sometimes host of CBC's Because News, Ashley Botting.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hello!
I like an intro that outlasts the applause.
Yes! It's the best, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just feels right. Okay, first of all, I'm going to... Oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez.
My free beer.
Yeah, your free beer. Let's get a number from 1 to 6. I heard five first. As you notice, what I have here is the original serialized version of The Green Mile by Stephen King.
So they picked 5.
Yeah, they picked 5. So that's this one right here. All right. So these, I'll put down. We have number 5. Number 5 was called Night Journey. Now, I'm going to flip through. This is no magic trick.
This is the one. This is the volume that is exclusively about Tom Hanks's urinary tract infection.
Exactly. Yes, getting up.
The long journey from his bedroom
now
to the toilet.
This, like the other Stephen King stories where he bumped into an old gypsy lady and she touched him with her crooked finger and she went, urinary tract infection.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah. Went it right up the track.
Cursed.
Like one of those little cameras.
Yep. Yep. So do you guys remember the premise of the Green Mile, right?
Yeah. It was a long mile.
Yeah, yeah, and it's about a mouse, right? It's about a mouse with magical powers, but isn't it pretty much?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that sounds enough. No spoilers.
Okay. Who remembers the name of the actor who played? Was it John Coffey? Anyone? Mm. Anyone? The large African American Michael. It's the three names. Yeah, Michael
Clark.
Michael Clark Duncan. Nicely done.
Nice also teamwork. Played the Kingpin in the excellent Daredevil movie.
Oh, may he rest in peace. I think.
Yes, he
may.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to bring it down.
I know.
Nope. Thanks, Ashley.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
He will rest in peace.
Who's gonna say stop? Someone say stop. All right. I'm open here to page 55. I'm going to find the closest chapter to page 55. It doesn't have a name. It's number 6. But I'm going to choose the first line of this chapter. And this will become the premise.
The premise or the title?
This is going to become the first line in our actual...
First line in
our
show.
It's called The Night Journey.
Night Journey.
The Night Journey is the name.
Right, good.
We're building this as we do this, right?
Yes.
And the first line to set the stage in our podcast is this. I had known the little door between the office and the steps down to the storage room hadn't been built with the likes of Coffee in mind, but I hadn't realized how great the disparity was until he stood before it, looking at it thoughtfully.
Good Lord.
Okay, so we're doing that. That's the first line,
That's the first line, yeah.
Keep it handy.
Whoever starts can just hold the book.
Yeah, of course,
Yeah.
All right. So,
the story's called Night Journey.
Night Journey.
And that's the first line of
dialogue. Yeah.
Dog-ear that shit.
Yeah, you got that. Okay.
Yeah.
Chapter 6.
All right.
There it
all
is.
Right. Well, this will be great.
I've never done it like this before.
And now, as we always do, we start every episode like this.
Oh, all right. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radius. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare humankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me, people of the past! Oh, I've got the reverb on! For the extra effect, yo! Listen up! All of y'all squareheads, waxen men, milking! It's the last man in the universe! Bringing you ill portents of the future! Emphasis on ill! But that's how it gets! Illusionoid, a massive computer! Just fuck shit up! Cars! Sunday! It happens on a Sunday! Anyway, I always wanted to do that. Now, listen closely as I deliver a specific warning related to that deadly Sunday. In your future! Something about coffee in the stairs! Will be extremely crucial, but not at any time. Not at any time of day. And not in any place. But on a journey. In the night. And you know what they say about journeys. It's not the destination. It's the journey.
I had known the little door between the office and the steps down to the storage room hadn't been built with the likes of coffee in mind, but I hadn't realized how great the disparity was until he was before it, looking at it thoughtfully. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, the coffee's not getting downstairs. Is that what's happening?
Yes, I would like the coffee to be downstairs, Jeffrey.
Well, the thing is, this is a large serving platter.
Yes, there I have a large amount of guests coming that require coffee downstairs.
This is an old-timey caster system on the bottom.
I understand the casters are not meant to make stairs,
If you had a lift or a service freight?
A dumbwaiter, perhaps, but that was not installed in time for the party, Jeffrey.
What did you just call me?
Jeffrey, the system is called a dumbwaiter. You are a butler.
You're welcome.
But since I've asked you to buttle the coffee downstairs and there is none and doesn't seem to be any in the house, please would you go to the store and get some coffee?
Oh, man. It is cold and dark out there.
It will be a long, dark journey.
All right. You know, I've been taking a lot of crud from you.
Yes, and I pay you handsomely.
Thank you, Lord Appleton.
You're welcome. Now, here's a little bit of money, and you know what? If there's any change left over, get yourself a little treat, maybe a popsicle.
Oh, Lord Appleton.
And maybe you want to take one of the other, maybe a maid with you.
Oh, I'll go.
Oh, Jennifer.
Hello, Lord Appleton. I just wanted to get some air. May I go with Jeffrey?
Oh, Jeffrey, would you like Jennifer to go with you? I'm going to take that as a yes. I think this is going to be a very eventful journey for the both of you. Matchmaker.
Well, I guess we could leave the serving tray? The serving tray and the...
All we need is each other and maybe a coat.
Well, you can have mine. It's a waistcoat. It has tails. You can have my top hat, too, if you want.
I'll take them both, just for fun.
Would you like the dicky?
I'll go with the dicky, the whole thing. Okay. I'll just do it, yeah.
All right, well. Okay, I'm half-clothed now.
You don't look so bad.
We've never spoken before.
It's an odd conversation to have this be the first one.
True. Well, I guess what with me always upstairs and you always...
And me always up above that.
Yeah.
In the attic, scrubbing the floors for the day that maybe a child is given their play space up there, but Lord Appleton has not reared any children, as we all know.
What happened in that attic that caused... Why, you're up there scrubbing every day.
The stains won't come out, Jeffrey. They're dark and they're red, and I scrub, and I scrub, and I see the ruddiness of the suds, and yet I look down, and the splotches remain. Anywho, get your coat!
Yeah, that coffee's not gonna buy itself, okay.
Ooh, chilly night.
It is.
Are you warm enough?
I'm quite warm enough.
Lord Appleton sent for me. I brought the car around.
Oh, Oxton.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was lurking in the coach house when I saw you come out. Lord Appleton had pulled the lever and rung the bell that is attached to that lever. I heard the ringing. I started to bleed slightly at the ears because my head was right next to the bell. Then I got myself together, put my trousers on one leg at a time, and I made my way out here. Now you're gonna stare at me like a couple of... Are you gonna get inside the coach and I can take you to town?
Oh, we'll gladly take the car, Oxton. Thank you. Yeah, we were expecting to walk, but this makes it much easier.
This will be more efficient. Thank you, Oxton.
Plus, it's several miles away. Climb on in.
Okay. And just
put your seatbelts on.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'll just get that. Yeah. Buckle those up.
Over the shoulder ones. And
yeah.
All right.
And close the door.
There it is.
So this is what it's like to ride like Lord Appleton, huh?
Yeah, it's exactly like, although he rides up front with his hand on my leg.
Oh. Does he?
Yeah. I don't mind.
He pays you handsomely.
He pays me handsomely. That's what I tell myself when I cry myself to sleep at night.
You know, is he a good boss or a bad boss? Is this a good...
Good and bad. Good and bad. I mean, these are subjective terms. What are you talking about? I don't know. What is good? What is bad? What is evil? What is pure?
Well, sexual harassment is bad. We know that.
There's no HR department in Lord Appleton's house. Who am I going to report to? He's the head of the hierarchy. Have you seen the organizational chart over there?
Oh.
It's Lord Appleton all the way.
It's a mess. That chart is a mess. It's Appleton followed by Appleton.
Yeah.
Followed by Appleton.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, talk to Appleton.
Talk to Appleton.
And then it goes right down to us.
Yeah.
Oxton, have you left yet? The guests are clamoring for coffee.
Oh, sorry, Lord Appleton.
We'll be right back, Lord Appleton.
They say they'll be right back, but I imagine it might take a while longer, matchmaker.
All right, let me put this thing in gear and start out on this road. Ah, man.
This is quite a Duesenberg.
Yeah,
oh, yes, the Duesenberg line was very successful.
Duesenberg line, yeah. This is a kind of car that the headlights turn when you turn the steering wheel, point in the same direction as the steering wheel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that effective?
Not at all. Not at all. I've killed many a deer on this road. All right. Here's the supermarket.
There it is.
Ah.
Looks to be shuttered and closed.
Oh, well, it's only 8 o'clock. That's strange. I mean, doesn't Lord Appleton own this very store?
He does. He wouldn't have sent us here. It was closed, would he?
Well, I don't know. Well, it looks like one of the planks of wood has come away and you can sneak in. I'll just go in and get us a can of the Colombian good stuff.
Whoa, wait. What's your name?
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer, be careful.
We had something. I thought we were building something.
Have you ever had that thing where it's like there's a real connection and you're just completely blank?
I don't know if I buy it, but all right.
I'll go with you.
No, Jeffrey, you're too weak. Your pallor looks cancerous.
Hold on. I have done nothing to... Just because I couldn't get that cart down the stairs, I mean...
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the complexion you just have?
I do have cancer. I do have quite a lot of cancer. I thought I was hiding it well, but this is me at my most cancerous yet.
Well, yeah, you're all going to go inside and get a coffee. You're not going to leave me out here, though.
Are you going to come? Do you want to come, Oxton?
Don't leave me in the car by myself.
Oh.
It's dark on this road.
Mr. Lord Appleton isn't here. He can't hurt you tonight.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let me just unbuckle my seatbelt. There it is.
That's one of those wooden block bottles.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the originals.
Yeah.
I made it myself in the woodshed while I was being flogged by Lord Appleton.
And do you find it effective?
Well, I find it gives me a profound erection. I don't know if that's effective. Why do you ask these questions?
I'm just wondering what the actual purpose of the seatbelt is. Is it to protect you or to stimulate you?
Bit of both.
Okay, all right.
Oxton, why does Lord Appleton flog you?
Why does he flog me? I think he flogs me because he can't flog himself. After the things he's done, I said too much.
Well, let's just go inside the abandoned supermarket. I'll lead the way. I'm brave like that.
Yeah. My body's not getting any more alive, so we'd better pick it up.
Okay. Would you look at this?
Oh, wow. This place looks like it's been ransacked.
Who would have come and taken the food?
And left a single bed?
This is a bed.
What?
Did you hear that?
Clean up in aisle 6.
Yeah. Aisle 6.
The only light in the building is focused right on aisle 6.
Yeah, seems to be an amorphous blob at the end of aisle 6.
Oh, gelatinous cubes.
Who is it? Who is there?
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's horrible.
Who's there in this supermarket? All the food's gone. You can't take nothing else.
Pitiful security guard.
Yeah. Everybody took the food. They thought the storm was coming, so they ransacked the place. And the only thing that left is one can of coffee.
One cup of a can of coffee.
Well, that's all we need. We need one cup of a can. That's it.
Oh, what do you got? Some sort of fancy party happening?
Well, as a matter of fact, Lord Appleton has guests tonight.
Lord Appleton.
How dare you, sir?
He owns this place. He's forsaken me and this grocery store.
Your name tag says Beethoven.
That's right. James Beethoven. I was a security guard here the whole time until the people said the storm was coming and they ransacked the place, and I was a regular human old man until they hit me with their laser ray and turned me into an amorphous blob. Now I can't really keep security. I can't even sleep in my only bed.
Oh, you're just a blob with a name tag.
Yeah. But I still have a name. It's Beethoven.
Pleasure to meet you, Beethoven. My name's Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nice to meet you.
Well,
Jennifer.
But you did. You probably forgot it again. It's fine.
Anyway, I'm still the security guard here. I still have a function. So y'all better scatter, you rotten kids.
Oh, I think we all know we're not going anywhere.
Not without that can of cup of coffee.
So yeah. You can either give it to us, Beethoven, or we can take it from your globular hand-like extension.
How are you going to stop us? You barely got a membrane holding that gelatinous pudge together.
Keep saying the word gelatinous. That's the G word to me. You insult me and my kind.
All right. Well,
there's more of you?
There's more of me all over the store.
Look above you. Look at the ceiling.
Look behind you.
Look. Oh, my God.
Look on your feet.
No.
As I slowly absorb you. How do you think I'm going to keep this place secure?
Jeffrey, don't look.
What is it, Austin?
Below your knees.
What is it?
Your body's gelatifying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're becoming one of him.
All they wanted to do was just collect a can of coffee and return it. Maybe, I don't know, get somewhere with Jennifer? Maybe that could happen? There was a bed? I thought maybe, you know.
In the middle of the aisle with people watching? I mean, I have some class.
Yeah, like I'm
You're
everywhere.
Right, that's completely unrealistic now that I'm thinking about it.
Hand me that coffee.
Okay.
No, not the coffee. Yeah. That's the only thing left.
I'm going to sprinkle it on your legs, Jeffrey.
What?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, it burns!
Yeah,
oh,
look, it's receding. It's receding. It's going back to the floor.
Oh, amazing. Try it on my tumors.
All right. Hold them out.
Yeah, here you go.
There you go.
Wow!
Oh, God!
It sprayed in my eyes.
Oh, my God. They exploded.
Oh.
Oh, that's disgusting. I don't know if I want to do it again or not. I mean, I think maybe it cured me, but...
They're gone. Oh. Your skin is flawless.
Your pallor is... It's very healthy.
I'm pristine. This body of yours, it pleases me.
Oxton,
I feel completely transformed.
You're healed, Jeffrey. This coffee is not just coffee. It's something else. No other reason you'd protect it as fierce as you are.
That must be why Lord Appleton wants it.
What does he want to do to those guests? And what are their afflictions?
It's a bit much, Jeffrey.
I'm sorry. I tried to put on a voice that
I like
kind of
you
went
just the
my...
way you are.
All right, take it. I can't live like this any longer.
Come with us.
What?
Come with us, Beethoven. Why, you'd be the talk of the party. All the guests would gather around.
Like I'm some sort of freak.
Well, aren't you?
Yeah. I'll do it. We could get one of the buckets they left in the cleanup pile.
Oh, yeah, I'll get one of those.
Put me in it, and we'll, that's the easiest way to transport me
I'll
around.
Be right back. You want to mop with that?
No, no, just a bucket.
Just
cool.
A bucket. The one with wheels, right? That's
what
you're talking about?
So no. Well, if you take the one with casters, it can't go downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Best to take the one without, then I could go all over the place.
Perfect.
All right.
We'll bring you to Lord Appleton himself, and you can have it out with him.
Oh, I'll fight with that man.
All right.
All right, I'm going to have to suck you up in a straw and then expel you into the bucket. Is that all right with you, Beethoven?
It's the only way.
All right.
Is it the only way?
It's all I can think of. That was the door.
Someone else is here.
Everyone. Down on the floor.
Oh, what? The lasers, they're being shot at. We're being shot at. Oh. Hold on, I'll get in front of y'all.
Jeffrey, protect me.
Beethoven!
Oh, I'm vaporized. Tell Lord Appleton he was a son of a bitch.
He's gone.
Jennifer, I'm sorry you had to see that.
I don't know if I'll ever be the same again.
Let me hold you.
Oh, all right. You're still a bit... dewy from where the gelatin
I'm
was.
I'm sorry,
but
yeah,
that's okay.
And my tumor's exploding all
not
over
really
my body.
A joint
I'm sorry.
Pussy,
okay,
but you
don't
okay,
have
yeah,
to
I'd rather not.
No,
if
it's
you
all right.
Thank
that's
you.
Good. We can
great.
Do it another time. We can think yeah. about it later and
we'll
hold
think
each
about
other
it,
then.
Maybe.
Yeah, good.
You too. Appleton's going to get suspicious if we don't come back with that coffee pretty soon.
All right. Let's go.
All right. I did get a little bit of Beethoven in that bucket before he died.
Perfect. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of me.
He's still alive.
Just a tiny little bit of me.
All right, Beethoven, we're going to get your revenge for you.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, back to the Osterhauer.
Come on.
Well, I don't know where the help is with the coffee. You just can't find good help nowadays.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I see you find it funny. Lord Mumbleton, you're the finest. Oxton, I see you've returned. Have you brought the coffee?
Yes, we got the coffee, sir.
Excellent. Perhaps you could brew up a pot in the kitchen and bring some out for all the guests.
Surely.
Lord Mumbleton's been clamoring for it all night.
Lord Mumbleton, haven't seen you in so many years. You're looking good, sir.
Yeah. I thought it was only nice that I invite your former employer to the party tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Blair.
My former employer. I remember. I know what you're talking about. I just don't remember it as fondly as you do, okay, sir?
Jeffrey, why don't you and I go to the kitchen and brew up some of this coffee for the guests?
Oh, yes, of course.
Jennifer, what a lovely idea. Thank you so much.
I am the butler, so...
Let's go butt.
I'll put the car back in the garage.
Thank you, Oxen.
Just ring the bell by pulling the lever if you need
I will. Me. Don't be so careless as to put your head beside it.
All right, sir.
Beethoven, if we dissolve you into the coffee and feed it to Lord Appleton, then he's sure to just become a gelatinous blob, and then we can just take over the place.
I'll have my revenge.
Oh, well, this is our employer we're talking about. Don't we want to find out what his deal was before we actually do that?
Yeah, you make a point. All right.
Let's just have Beethoven standing by.
Okay, I'll just stand by.
All right.
In a coffee mug. Down.
You know what? Let's put him in the creamer.
That's cute.
And here you are, Lord Appleton.
Ah, thank you, Jeffrey.
Distinguished guest.
Coffee, yes, sir. The Lady Metriton. Here we go. Lady Metriton, have your coffee very much. Lord Mumbleton, if you would.
Yes, well, everyone enjoy yourselves. A coffee toast to a glorious evening.
And does anyone take anything in their coffee?
creamer? Anyone? Cream? Sugar?
You give me some cream in my coffee.
Okay, Lord Bumbleton would like some creamer, please.
I just have a shot of vodka if I could.
Vodka and coffee,
thank
classic
you
combination.
Thank you so much.
Here you are, sir, Lord Bumbleton.
Hello.
Here I go, into the coffee.
Let's just see what happens.
Drink well,
that's
up,
what
my
I
friends.
Said.
Drink up. Lord Mumbleton. What are you saying? What are you trying to say? Two words. First word. Stabby stab. Psycho. Oh, and he's blown up.
Oh.
Why? Jeffrey, you've poisoned Lord Mumbleton. And blown him up.
I didn't just poison him, sir.
What?
I poisoned him with your former employee.
You mean son.
Whoa. This seems like a thing that shouldn't happen at a fancy party.
Instead of going back to the garage to put the Ossenhauer back in the garage, I went up to the attic and I found something under the floorboards. It's a picture burned at the edges. And on the back, there's an inscription. Dear Beethoven, my son, you shall live forever as an amorphous blob in the supermarket down the street.
Wow.
Full on confession, sir.
He planned it all.
He planned it.
At least I gave him a job as a supermarket security guard, but when the... When the store was ransacked, there was nothing else to be done, and I needed that coffee safe.
And what was the coffee for? This special healing coffee? It cured me of my cancers.
It did?
Yes.
Well,
all
that was
my
not
cancer.
His intention. His intention was to murder my guests.
What?
Because they owned the rival grocery stores.
Perhaps I was so dying that the cancer had the opposite effects.
What a horrible, horrible thing I've wrought.
But what of the way you treat Oxton in the car?
Oh, yeah. Is that... That's just weird.
Is it?
Well, it's more bad.
Is it, though?
I don't know now. Well, now that you're saying it,
I don't
know.
At the very least, it's non-consensual.
What's that?
It's a you heard me.
Read your contract, Oxton.
There's a hand on my thigh. Oh, damn.
Everything above board.
Who was shooting lasers at us?
Why? That was me.
You?
Yes. Okay. Once I knew you had found out about my son, I couldn't allow you to come back, but I missed you. I'm not a good shot with a laser.
You killed your own...
Oh, I've shot myself in the leg.
You're a terrible shot.
I know, I'm like a stormtrooper.
Quick, get him some coffee.
No. For the time being, at least the seemingly endless flow of coffee's tears has stopped.
Wow. Those last words were tight.
Yeah. He planned it all down to the last moment.
Yeah.
Down to the last drop.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was like a puppet master.
Yeah.
Nothing was left a chance.
What do you say you and I go up to the attic, Jeffrey?
He did sound like he wanted to play matchmaker, didn't he?
He sang a song two times.
It was very indicative of his subtexts.
And now, having read the fine print of my contract, seems that you, Jeffrey, and you, Jennifer, are the new Lord and Lady Appleton of the Manor.
Oh, my God.
It's in your contract?
Somehow, you
signed off on that?
It was written into my contract, and
oh,
I signed it.
Okay.
That's right. It's like those Apple agreements. I never read those fucking things.
I'm not going to say no.
Well, I guess let's go up and consummate that shit. And, you know...
That's how that bitch gets done.
And maybe the blood on the floor is a question that can be answered another day.
I thought wasn't that where he like killed his son? And then, wasn't that where?
What?
Well, I could be wrong.
In the attic?
I
don't know.
Anything.
It was
okay.
a lot of details flowing at me. I just got over cancer.
I couldn't believe we cleared up the lasers. I thought those were just going to go by the wayside, but
yeah.
I was glad.
All right. I've dried up.
And I've moistened.
thank you so much, Ashley Botting, everybody.
Well, I learned a lot.
Oh, with lots to learn. Yeah,
I learned a lot.
Instructive. Very instructive.
Right?
The Night Journey. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest star Ashley Botting. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, August 26th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on social media at IllusionoidPod on both Twitter and Instagram. One great name, two great places to share our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.